back. Let's get rolling into hour three. We get to talk to Father Paul Kramer tonight, truly an eminent source of knowledge and wisdom about the Catholic Church, geopolitics, what's going on, the plan of world conquest being run by Herr Schwab and his cronies out of the World Economic Forum and other groups that aren't well known and aren't spoken about, but they're there. It's all a control matrix, nothing new, but it's clearly pathological in its intent, and it is taking things down. As you just saw in the video or heard a few minutes ago, if you were listening last hour, New York City, half of the hotels in New York City, half are now full of invaders. Bust from the border all the way to New York and placed in these hotels. And the story dealt with one hotel, a high-rise, big high-rise, one block from Times Square, full of invaders, 5,000 of them. If you miss that, they're getting everything paid for, from cell phones to Uber rides to the hospital. They have booze. They have these hotels now have full staff. They have housekeeping. They have maintenance. They have, you know, people tracking and accounting at the front desk and all that. It's being run the same way, but the buildings are being trashed. The housekeeping crew cannot keep them clean. And Eric and I have talked about this. These people were brought here and put in these cities for a reason. We don't yet know exactly what it is. We know that one of the immediate results was the displacement of anyone who was really trying to make it in the city. They just left. They were driven out. That was part of it. But what is the future for these people? What is the future? What are they here for in the cities? Obviously, to destroy the cities, which they're doing. Half the hotels in New York are full of invaders. New York is done. Many other big cities are finished. They're not going to come back. So these people are carrying diseases, third world, obvious social hatred of Americans, America. They're not taking the shots, so they're going to survive. But they have a purpose here, and I'm not sure what it is yet. We'll find out. Let's say hello to Father Paul Kramer. Thanks for getting up over there, Father Kramer in Ireland. Good to talk to you.
Yes, it's good to be back. And what you were describing there describes the same situation we have over here in Ireland and in England. It's the same.
Really? So the hotels are being taken over or used as headquarters for these invaders. Black Africans, Muslims, that's what you have over there.
Yes.
Primarily. And they get everything free. Everything. You name it. It's all free.
I mean, the horror stories they hear coming out of Germany, what they've been doing in Germany.
Give me some examples.
More of these so-called migrants populating these towns than German people. The foreign population of the migrants is greater than the local population of Germans.
Wow!
And they walk into the shops and they just steal whatever they want, and the government will reimburse the shop owners. But there's no law enforcement at all. These people are able to do whatever they want, and they're completely undisciplined, unruly, and in one of these towns here or cities here in Ireland, the local people blockaded one of these residences for the migrants. So there is some reaction.
I'd call them invaders, Father Kramer. They're not migrants. They're being intentionally brought in. They are invaders. And when you put millions of sub-Saharan Black Africans and Middle Eastern lower-class Muslims and their families and so forth, into these white Western Christian civilization cities, you kill them. They die. The cities die. They can't live like this. And if they're outnumbering Germans in many of the towns and cities, small cities, they're in trouble. One Muslim last week in Germany said, "Europe is now ours. We have conquered Europe. We will rape all of the white women and behead all of the males. That is our plan. No one is going to stop us." So they're just outright declaring what their goal would like to be.
There is a plan. I met a man back in 1999, and when I was living in London, I spoke to him a number of times, Christopher Story.
I knew Christopher Story. Yeah.
Oh, you knew
him? I had him on the program years ago.
Oh, yes. Yeah, he wrote a very interesting book called The European Union Collective, Enemy of Its Member States.
Mm-hmm.
And there you see the plan for the New World Order. And the New World Order plan, contrary to what people like the George Bushes were expecting, the New World Order is not going to be Anglophone. It's not going to be something British and American. It's Eurasian. And it's to be blunt, it's Chinese.
Are you getting many Chinese invaders there that you see? Can you see them? Are they being talked about? We're getting a lot here.
They are everywhere. Even in the most remote little villages, I remember about 5 o'clock in the morning. I was in the most southwestern part of County Kerry, the most remote place you can be. And what uh-huh. language are people speaking? Chinese. Early in the morning,
wow.
they're walking. Wow. They're walking in the street in the most remote part of Ireland. In the cities, they're everywhere. And demographers say that by 2050, the Chinese in this country, Ireland, will outnumber the Irish population.
I'm not sure it'll take till 2050, but we have millions and tens of millions, maybe 20, 30 million illegals, invaders in this country here now. And most of them are not getting the vax, so they're not going to die from that. Any kind of a plague or another plandemic that is released on the masses will take them down, but not as quickly as it'll take down the vaxxed Americans who have VAIDs. They have vaccine-caused acquired immune deficiency syndrome. It's VAIDs. And those people are not going to have a chance in hell of surviving any kind of a seriously malevolent plandemic. They'll be taken right out. I don't know if these invaders will fare better. I don't know. But there's a plan here, Father Kramer, and I don't know what the final act is yet. We're watching. But they're being brought here for a reason. We understand the basic population dynamics, yes. But I think there's something else going on, and I don't know what it is yet. But it's interesting to hear you say you've got the same thing there. How is it when you go out into a city or a community and you want to go buy something or get lunch or a cup of coffee and you see these groups, and I understand they hang around in groups and they walk around like gangs, Muslims, blacks. How do you even, that's got to be disconcerting, to put it mildly.
I have been studying history for decades. And the one thing I noticed is the testimony of the people who lived through both the French Revolution and the Reign of Terror and the Soviet Revolution. And they saw the same phenomenon, which was these events were meticulously planned by people. But when a certain critical mass is reached, there is a superhuman spirit that takes over. It is a malevolent spirit. And humans lose control over the events at that point, and they become instruments in the hands of the powers of darkness. This will happen again. And the writers of both periods mentioned that. This spirit that takes over is demonic, and it's something that can is so thick you can cut it with a knife. It's unmistakable, and of course, this is going to happen again. Christopher Story did explain what the plan is for a Eurasian New World Order. China, of course, is the blueprint, as the financial elite will say. China is the big one. China is the one that they have planned. I know in the State Department, the deep state that you see already operating in the late 1940s, already they were planning for China to be the big one. China is the blueprint for the New World Order. But it's not going to be an Anglo-American-led New World Order.
You know, the only real question I have is about the decision that has been made for the role that the Chinese are going to play. We have in this country Chinese nationals coming across the border every day, lots of them, and they're basically fighting age males. They're coming over here. They're going into Chinese communities. They're aggregating pretty much together more often than not. We have about 5.4 million Chinese nationals, communists, Chinese nationals here in the U.S. When the bell rings, 95%+ of them are going to answer and follow orders. And if you take just 10% of that 5.4 million, you've got well over 500,000 instant armed troops ready to take on and take down the former United States. They're fighters. They're soldiers. They hate us. They're here. And I think that they pre-positioned shipping containers for years full of AKs, full of ammunition, RPGs, explosive devices, etc., etc. It's all here. They bring these containers in, and they're not checked at the port of entry. 1 out of 100 is even looked into. And if one is to be not looked into, these people take a bribe. These port authority employees, they just do, and they don't look into that container. And these containers are, for years and years and years, I think, have been shipped all around the country, and they're parked somewhere or put in a garage or whatever, and they're full of weapons. And the Chinese have coordinated all this. They know. They know where the weapons are. And if the order were to come to try and take down the U.S. from within, you've got 10%. You have a military of 500,000 troops. 20%, you've got over 1 million troops, armed troops, ready to fight to take this country down. That's pretty grim. That's how we've been set up.
But first, they need gun control to take the guns away from the American citizens, because a couple hundred million people with guns is going to be difficult to defeat.
I couldn't agree more. I think they may or may not do that. If they don't do that, imagine the carnage and the reduction in population, as if it's not being reduced enough with the bioweapon injections already. But if they want to take out a whole bunch more people, just light off a war between Chinese communist invaders and Americans, patriots with guns. You're going to have a lot of dead people.
There's going to be carnage in the United States, for sure.
Yeah, I agree. Things are not good here, Father Kramer, at all, and they're getting worse. People's attitudes and things, they're desperately trying to pretend like things have gone back to some kind of a normative behavioral graph, and no, they have not. Many people have died here. I wouldn't be surprised if it's 1 out of 10 have died in the last 2.5 years. And I don't think the average person would notice a slow decrease. of 10% over 2.5 years. I don't think they'd notice. And then you have how many people here are dying already of internal issues of many kinds from these injections. They're compromised. They don't feel well, and they're not doing well. How many are there? Millions, in my view.
What is so frightful? What is so frightful about this is that those who are supposedly our elected leaders, the people who are as a self-governing republic, the people that that we the people have hired to administer our government, they have betrayed us. They know perfectly well what they're doing, but it's a different kind of rule of silence than in the mafia, but effectively it's the same thing. In the mafia, they have what they call omerta. When you ask a question about what's happening organizationally with the mafia, they have a famous answer, which is, "I know nothing." Nulla so in Italian. Now, if you're going to say in proper colloquial Italian, "I don't know," you say "non so, non lo so." But the old answer from the mafia omerta is "nulla so." Now, this "I know nothing." There was a Masonic party in the United States in the 19th century. They were famous for that same response, "I know nothing," because that was Masonic secret. Now, the way the secret is kept is not through oaths of secrecy. It is through behavioral science. Science is what has been prostituted to serve the interests of the elite, and they have used this. They treat us like lab animals. They know what will be the conditioned responses of people. So what they have done with the bioweapon, they had contracts, the signed contracts between the manufacturers and the states that were purchasing them and rolling these things out and prescribing them for the masses of people to be injected with this weapon. What they did was they put all the liability on the purchaser and not on the manufacturer. And that means the governments and the hospitals, the doctors, the institutions, they have the liability. So people are getting all kinds of horrific adverse events and death coming from these bioweapon injections. They go to their doctor, they go to the hospital, and when the answer you get from the doctor is when you're trying to find out what's wrong, it's awfully much like the mafia would say, "I know nothing." They're like, mm-hmm. "It couldn't possibly have any connection with the vaccine, now could it?" No. If you don't have something very visible paralyzing you, if you have any kind of symptom, and they can't pinpoint exactly what's causing it, they'll tell you that you need a psychiatrist.
Don't forget the antidepressant prescription too. Sure, I'll put them on SSRIs and send them to see a shrink. This is nuts. It's all crazy.
And what is the most frightful is that this first pandemic is a rehearsal. It is to create a conditioned response in people. We have this semblance of normalcy. It's supposed to be that way. We remember, don't anyone forget what Bill Gates said in the interview. When the interviewer said to him, "People are not taking this pandemic seriously." And Gates said, "They will take the next one seriously." They will take the next one seriously. It's probably something much more severe, like the bird flu, avian flu.
I think you're right. That's our best bet. We agree. Yeah, they've tweaked it so it'll be passable P2P, person to person, and it'll be off to the races. You're right. That would be perfect.
And already we see what they're going to do about the injection. Even though it doesn't work, it doesn't prevent the disease. We know from the COVID injection that they fraudulently altered the results of the tests of the phase three testing for the safety and such and efficacy of the drug by removing anyone who had COVID symptoms in the Pfizer test. Anyone who had COVID symptoms during the test was removed from the so-called vaccinated group, so that it was engineered that way so that the vaccinated group would have a lower percentage of infection of the than the placebo group, because it had to make it appear to be effective. It was the opposite.
Got it.
But the vaccinated group had a higher incidence of COVID than the placebo group.
Mm-hmm.
However, the government, the media, they say nothing about this. Again, it's that rule of silence. Everybody knows what side their bread is buttered on. They want to go along to get along, and nobody's talking. The only people who are talking are the ones who are injured, and no one's listening to them.
No.
That's what's happening.
They're being swept under the rug.
The next one, they're going to make it mandatory, like they're planning to do in Canada, social credit system, that if you don't take the bioweapon injection, you get your pension shut off, you get your welfare payments shut off, you get all your benefits shut off, you get eventually your bank account shut down. You become
you'll lose your home. If you have a mortgage, you'll lose your home. Can't pay the property tax, can't pay the mortgage. You're going to lose everything. They will do this to people. This is the danger of this digital currency is you cannot overstate it. You're correct. Totally right.
They are so cold-blooded and deliberate in this plan that there is not an ounce of interest in serving the common good for those people that we have supposedly elected to serve our interests.
You got it right. Supposedly is the operative word there. It's a fraud. It's all fraud. We've been overthrown here in the U.S. There's a coup d'etat, no question. These are communist Bolsheviks. If you don't understand the word goy or goyim, you all really should, because we are the underclass. They laugh at us. They use us as tissues, toilet paper. We're nothing to them. We're the sheeple. I'm sure it's the same over there. The ruling class is the ruling class.
However, it is not going to be accomplished that the New World Order without World War, because it has been planned that way. And that we see war is almost inevitable at this point, because the Russians have drawn that line in the sand that you dare not cross. Now you have not only Scandinavian countries that are going to that are applying to join NATO, but they're intending to bring Ukraine into NATO.
Right.
Now that
Ukraine
means
Ukraine is demanding to be let in. I don't know if there's a majority that'll support that at this point. I don't know, but it's coming. Look, Ukraine is being run by world Zionism. We need to understand that. And the slaughter of the Ukraine army was essentially the heart and soul of young Ukrainian men. Maybe 400,000 have been murdered in war, killed, and I don't know how many have been wounded, permanently disabled, many of them. But this was an idea that I think was quite clear from the beginning. Get rid of as many goyim as you can. So white Western Christian Ukrainian men pressed into service, thrown into the Russian meat grinder, they're gone now. The Ukraine military is gone. Very little left. But it was all done, if you think about it, very cleverly by the Zionists to get rid of any group that might rise up against them. and see them for who and what they are, and remove them. Now that's not going to happen so easily. The military is a ghost.
What's frightful, too, is they're planning to do that to Russia eventually, too.
Yeah.
It's not going to stop Ukraine.
No.
They intend to do that to Russia also.
How and you mentioned the line in the sand, and yes, between Putin, who is an absolutely peerless statesman, although I must say I watched him yesterday, and he is he doesn't even look the same anymore. He looks bloated for him. He's a small man. He's not well. He may have cancer. He may have something. I don't know, but he doesn't look well. Now compare and contrast that demeanor and that appearance with Medvedev. Medvedev, that's how they pronounce it there, Medvedev, but Medvedev, whatever you want to say, is far more aggressive and bellicose in his rhetoric about the outrages that are being perpetrated against the Russian people all the time. The Ukrainians are now, they're shelling Donetsk again, shelling, I think they're shelling Lugansk, they're shelling Belgorod, that's a city in Russia. They've just killed two more people. I don't know how many lines in the sand the Russians can draw, which get stomped upon by the fake Biden administration and its handlers, which are essentially Barack Obama and the World Economic Forum and George Soros. I don't know how much longer this can go on before Russia is forced. Like, just like Putin was forced to invade the Donbass to stop the slaughter of ethnic Russians. How much longer before he's forced to use nukes? Or will it be a false flag nuke used and Russia didn't do it at all? That could be a simple occurrence. We've crossed many red lines the Russians have drawn in the sand, and I don't know, Father Kramer, how much more tolerance they have. I just don't know. I know Medvedev is a very strong-willed man, and he does not like the Ukrainians at all, the government. I'm talking about the Zionist government. He knows.
Yes, the government of Ukraine is a puppet regime. I wouldn't even call it Ukrainian.
No. No, it's Zionist. No, it's not Ukrainian. I agree. Well, look what they've done to Christianity there. They basically outlawed it. It's gone. The monks were evicted from their, I've forgotten the name of the facility, but they traditionally it had been an Orthodox Christian. I'll call it a monastery. I don't know what it is anyway. But they've been all thrown out from there. And there's no question about this. All political opposition has been outlawed. People are being tortured and put in jail if they oppose the Zionist regime. It's the same old story. It's nothing new. Yet the Western media, of course, covers it up. 100%.
It's history repeating itself again. We recall during the Soviet Revolution how the monasteries were... the monks were
emptied out, gone.
And they turned the monasteries into the prototype of the Gulag prisons.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know, Father Kramer, what to expect and when to expect it. But in general, we're headed toward a nuclear confrontation here. How soon? I don't know. Every single thing the so-called West does is provocative in the extreme. They just sent drones, dozens of them, all the way to Moscow. They were mostly shot down, but some did land in residential neighborhoods right in Moscow. Now, that in and of itself would seem to me to have given Vladimir Putin carte blanche. Do whatever you want. This is too much. We're not taking this. It's going to stop. I still think that they should give an ultimatum. 36 hours to empty Kharkov, Kiev, and Odessa, and then just level the cities, level them. They don't have to use nukes. They can level them other ways. But I think this has got to stop. If it isn't dealt with vigorously, the Russians are going to be in trouble eventually.
It's going to be dealt with very vigorously, but it's not going to be cities in Ukraine that will be leveled. It's going to be cities in Europe that will be leveled.
Brussels, Paris. You saw what Macron said the other day. If the United States loses its resolve and no longer supports the war of Ukrainians against Russians, we will step in and pick up the reins. France. Vive la France. They're going to step right in and take over. So Macron said. So the globalist elite, if the Americans stagger or otherwise fail to follow through, the French will take over. That's just been now pronounced.
Yes. And you can expect that Paris will be vaporized as a result of that policy.
I concur. And number one, the number one enemy of Russia, this is according to Medvedev, is Great Britain. So I would firmly expect that, look at the Deagle numbers and then project that Britain is the number one enemy and that Britain is taken out. It couldn't come as a, I won't be surprised at all if it happens. So you got Great Britain, Brussels, Paris. Who knows what else? Stockholm, I don't know. Sweden is being brought into the UN. I mean, the NATO alignment. Zelensky is screaming, demanding admittance. This is crazy. It's crazy. Orchestrated craziness. Insanity.
Putin has planned very carefully his response. And he made what he called his pivot to the Middle East, which is to Iran.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're going to see a jihad unleashed against Europe very soon.
A Muslim jihad.
That's right. And when you see that happen, almost immediately after that, Russia will wage war on Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Russia will completely overrun Europe.
Well, if you listeners out there, and there are some of you in Germany right now, you know the German military has ammunition enough to fight just a few days. I forget what it is, 4 or 5 days. And this is the state of many of the countries, which have been essentially looted, militarily speaking, by having them send all their munitions, armored vehicles, etc., to Ukraine to be just ground up in the Russian meat grinder. And they did. They just tore them up. So, anyway, I see this as an effort to disarm many countries, the U.S. included. We're years and years behind getting caught up with our necessary tank and artillery ammunition. You know that. And I think many of the European countries have been likewise looted. They've been dissipated. They no longer have the ability to fight. So when you say Russia could overwhelm Europe, you couldn't be more correct. I think it's quite true.
The countries of Europe are reduced to the kind of a third world state like... I remember back in the 1980s, when the elder Ferdinand Marcos was president of the Philippines, He came out with some fighting words on one occasion. I don't remember what was the issue at the time. And one of the colonists in a major newspaper commented on that, explaining that the armed forces don't have enough ammunition to fight a war for more than 3 days.
There it is, 3 days.
And now here in Europe, we're reduced to that same status.
Mm-hmm.
It's been planned that way.
Right. All by the plan. All by plan. Nothing left to coincidence, happenstance. No more. It's very hard for people to believe that. And the rank and file just will never accept it. They don't understand. Because the media is their reality. And the media is the lie. It's the biggest lie of all. And they are captives of the media. Have we seen any new moves by the fake Pope Bergoglio to begin to enact or even enhance some of the WEF and elite programs? What's Bergoglio doing now?
Well, from day one of his fake pontificate, he has been cheerleading the New World Order, the World Economic Forum, and all their policies. He's completely in with them, but he gives just enough window dressing, enough camouflage, so it doesn't appear too blatant to the masses of people who are very undiscerning about what he stands for. He's ambiguous enough so that if you point out what his policies are aiming for, there are too many ignorant people who will even defend him and say no, that's not what he stands for. But look at his record. Look at his record. He's completely in line with them, with the universal basic income, everything that's geared toward the Great Reset. He's all for it.
Right. He's echoed everything they've said. I concur. And I'm not studying him like you. You're the expert. But from what I see over here, I couldn't agree more. He's absolutely playing the game.
This is one of the great tragedies of history. What Malachi Martin called the collapse at the center when he spoke how the Vatican itself would be taken over by these people. And this is the message of Fatima, that what we call the deep state, the New World Order, they have taken possession of the Vatican. They own the Vatican now. And so the so-called Pope, who is a phony, who's fake, Francis, is now echoing, he's now dancing to their tune. Whereas in past centuries, the popes were a moral force, and they spoke out against these evils. And they even named them sometimes. They mentioned people of an origin of a certain Middle Eastern nation as being the instigators of these evils.
Three guesses on which one. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And the first two don't count.
Now it's the opposite. The Vatican has become the instrument for the propagation, the propaganda for their New World Order.
So they're one of the key PR arms of this whole overthrow of the world. So also the Vatican, as far as you're concerned, at this point, hasn't in fact been taken. It's done.
You can't work in the Vatican without getting the bioweapon injection.
I was told some time ago that I guess it's the bishops and cardinals, the cardinals, especially all the high ranking in the Vatican had been injected. And they knew that they were being taken out. They knew it. They knew what their future would be. And we would expect to see a number of them die in the very near future and be replaced by rank-and-file communist frauds like Bergoglio, Francis.
Well, Bergoglio has had some opposition, to put it mildly. He's had some opposition in the Roman Curia, and he's going to be rid of them. He's going to be rid of them with the help of the bioweapon. Mm-hmm. Because there is definitely a plan for a one-world religion. Now, this has been planned for a long time. In the early 20th century, it was Pope Pius X who warned about this one-world religion, the one-world church. And in this world order, he pointed out that it will be neither Protestant, Catholic, Protestant, nor Jewish. It's going to be a different religion. It's going to be something something straight out of hell. It's not going to be the, it's not going to be the Judaism of the Old Testament. It's not going to be the Catholicism of the pre-Vatican II period. It's not going to be the Protestantism that the great mass of believing Bible-believing Christian Protestants believe. It's going to be counterfeit Catholic, counterfeit Catholicism, counterfeit mm-hmm. Protestantism, and mm-hmm. it's going to be a Zionist Judaism that is diametrically opposed to the religion of the Israelite prophets. This is what they are. This is the kind of religion they are planning. Mm-hmm. So now you, it's not something that we can find favorable in the common interest of people when they speak of unity. They've been pushing this idea of unity for so long since the Second Vatican Council. That's all you hear in the Catholic churches is this unity. And last month, in the Archbasilica of St. John Lateran, the number one church in the entire Catholic world, they had an Anglican bishop who celebrated the Anglican Mass with Anglican priests in the Catholic Basilica. And Bergoglio's people said that the authorization was given by mistake. When this was when there was an outcry in reaction to this having taken place. It was not by mistake. They quietly authorized this kind of a thing to take place in a smaller church, a stone's throw from the Vatican, just a year or two ago. Hmm. So, now they moved it into the Archbasilica of St. John Lateran. They have coordinated the liturgical reform so that you look at the Anglican liturgy and the Catholic liturgy, and they're almost identical. You can't tell the difference.
Wow.
And they speak about unity, how wonderful it will be. We have no more divisions.
Mm-hmm.
That we'll all be one, we'll all be united. Yeah, but what will we all be supposedly united in? It's going to be, as Pope Pius X warned, it will not be Catholic, it will not be Protestant, it will not be Jewish. It's going to be something straight out of hell. It's going to be the worship of evil. It's going to be the principle of disorder. No morality.
Uh-huh.
There will be...
Oh, no. We're seeing that everywhere now. Morality is gone.
And faith. Morality and faith will have no place in this new religion.
Right. War on children now, constant. Everywhere you look in this country, this LGBTQ plus movement is being forced, they call it woke, forced down the throats of the average American. And very, very, very many Americans are no longer capable of procreating. They can't do it. The shot has destroyed them. They cannot procreate successfully. They're not even trying, many of them. The idea of male and female has been largely abrogated. It's torn down. It's all a massive movement. It's a massive war. Many different battlefields, many different fronts, many different goals. And unfortunately, they're being achieved. There's no pushback. The people don't understand what's being done to them. I'm not giving them a free ride. It's happening on their watch. It's their turn to do something, and they're not doing anything. They need to stand up, but they're not going to do it. I don't mean to sound negative or defeatist, but I don't see it happening. I just do not. This war on children is astounding to me. The innocence of children is being destroyed, and the destroyers are laughing all the way. It's horrific.
The destroyers will not be laughing that much longer, not too much longer.
Good.
We know from the message of Fatima that Russia is the vessel of election in the hand of God. We're going to destroy this. Russia is going to be the instrument instrumental in destroying this evil, this new world order. Like I said, they intend to do to Russia what they're doing to Ukraine.
Right. Russia has only 140 million people. The U.S. has 330, 35, rapidly in decline, by the way, because of the injections. But I think that if a lot of Americans were given the opportunity to migrate to Russia, I think they would do it. I think they're ready to walk out of here. They just don't know where they can go. So if Russia wants more people to populate some of the beautiful land it owns, they should make it clear that Americans would be welcome in Russia and set up a procedure to make that happen. They'd have Americans who have values, principles, ethics, largely going over there and contributing to Russian culture and Russian society, Christian Russian society.
Both the United States and Russia are going to be facing a dreadful trial. As we know, the invaders are already in the United States. The invaders from the southern, beyond the southern border of Russia, will be invading Russia eventually. So Russia and the United States are both going to be facing similar threats to their existence. And this is the significance of the message of Fatima. Our Lady of Fatima said that by means of the consecration of Russia that she asked for, the Pope and the bishops of the Catholic Church to consecrate Russia, that by means of this, Russia will be saved. And with Russia being saved, Europe and the rest of the world will be saved from these evils that now threaten to overwhelm the entire world and destroy the human race.
These times are literally unbelievable what's happening. And so quickly, just roll back the clock 3, 4, 5 years and see the illusion of normalcy was well embedded in this culture over here and in Europe. It's gone. It's all gone. But I hope you're right. I know that Americans and Europeans of good faith understand that Russia is not the enemy. They have all been taken over. And they need to do something. I don't know what they can do, but they can't fight a war. They don't have the ammunition. They don't have the military. The German military is apparently a joke of what it was. There's nothing left to speak of. Some manufacturing and so forth, and make good weapon systems. But no. What's our timetable, Father Kramer? What do you think? What's your best guess?
From my calculation, insofar as I have the ability to foresee, I don't see us getting through this year without the jihad and the world war beginning. But I will say that somehow things seem to be prolonged and delayed so many times in the past. We may have another year even. We may have another year coming after this, but I can't make the call. By the end of this or by the end of next year, there will be this general conflagration. The world will be at war. Within the next 2 years, that's for sure, I think. That's my own prediction.
I'll stand with that. I don't see any other way to interpret what's happening. It's quite clear. The agenda is the agenda. And I repeat, every single thing being pronounced by the Zionist Communist West is being designed to do one thing, and that's to provoke Russia into a war. And if Russia will not take the bait, they, the West, will use nukes in a false flag attack. They'll make it happen. That seems to be what's in the cards. Crazy. Father Kramer, thank you very much. Talk to you in a couple weeks. Be safe, be careful, and my best. You're doing great. Keep it up.
Oh, We'll be back in about 2 weeks' time.
2 weeks. Yeah, very good. Okay, take care. Thank you again. All right, that's it. And we will wish you all a good weekend. And if you do have any finances, you put it in precious metals, that's good, but you can't eat it. So you've got to have food. And I hope you do some preparing. I keep harping on that, but it's essential. We will talk soon. Thank you for being here. You are appreciated, and we will be back Monday. Take care.